first ever Mocha Latte podcast. Coming to you from Bossier City, Louisiana, sunny Bossier City, Louisiana, here at the Central Tail Center from the Flying Dutchman RV. Got a great show ahead. I'm going to tell you what this podcast is about, what's going to be coming up next week, and what you can expect in the future. So you're tuning in to search for the best mocha latte in the world. This is you're coming to you from Circus Boy Nathan Slayball. Always unscripted, always unedited. You get exactly what comes out of my mouth. If it's stupid, I put it up there. So who am I? Who is Nathan Slayball? Well, I am a trumpet player with the greatest show on earth, the circus. I traveled, been doing this for about a year now. Before this, I was a public school teacher, and before that, I was in college in Philadelphia. So, I've been doing circus for about a year. Circus is my day job, but I have a passion for coffee, and every week I ride my motorcycle around. I Google Earth the local coffee shops and try to get a feel the pulse of the local coffee scene in that town every week. So this week we are in Bossier City, Louisiana, and which is right outside of Shreveport. And you're probably asking, what is this podcast exactly? Well, this podcast is going to be, I've had a blog for this this quest for almost a year now, and finally got around to doing a podcast. And this podcast is going to be every week. You're going to have reviews of the local coffee scene, some of the local coffee shops. We'll talk about everything espresso, circus, motorcycle, travel related, any of those things. We're going to talk about, have interviews with people here in the circus or local coffee roasters or just people who love coffee, basically. And I'm going to try to be doing this on a weekly basis, probably every Sunday, which is the end of our work week, kind of like our Friday for our work week here in the circus. So, yeah. Now, this week we are in, like I said, Bossier City, Shreveport, Louisiana. And now you're probably asking, how do I rate these places? You know, so I came up. Oh, before I start reviewing the espresso, I have to. It's gonna be my weekly ritual. I got my espresso machine here and I'm gonna brew a cup, because what? Nothing better than drinking some espresso when talking about espresso. So let me get this started here. Oh, the cups. There we go. So this week I am brewing some Bar Oro beans that I got when we were up in Springfield, Massachusetts. There's a real nice Italian food store up there, and it says Bar Oro, and it says Super Miscela Torresi. I can't pronounce Italian. You have to forgive me. But so the pound was only $8.98. And so far, I've been very, very happy with this espresso. Good stuff. So, all right. Well, that's I'm pulling the shots on those. That doesn't look too good. So while I'm pulling the shots on those, Bossier City this week. Coffee scene in Bossier City is not really too much. Oh, I'm gonna overflow there. My goodness, that doesn't look too good. Okay, so Bossier City. Yeah, the coffee scene here isn't really too happening. I've been finding out, I've really, over the past year, I've seen everything from Seattle to Philly to New Orleans to Grand Rapids, Michigan. So I've started to see a little bit, but this week in Bossier City there really wasn't too much. Now back to how this is rated. I have a couple criteria, I guess you could say, that I use when I review these places. One of them is, it's a latte, of course, so it has to have a nice tight foam to it. The espresso taste has to be good on it. It has to have an exceptional espresso taste. So I'm looking for quality there. Also, kind of on the chocolate, I prefer dark chocolate as opposed to a sweeter chocolate. I think it gives it, matches the espresso a little better, the coffee espresso a little bit better. The how they serve it, like do they serve it in a, I call it an in-house cup, or do they serve it in a to-go cup? So, you know, because it's a much more pleasurable experience drinking a mocha latte, as we all know, from a nice mug rather than one of those foamy, you know, styrofoam cups that you can get at any McDonald's. So, there's an in-house cup and to-go cup, and also whether they serve it with whipped cream or not, and whether they ask. Some places automatically put whipped cream on. Myself, I personally don't like whipped cream because I think it makes it too sweet and kind of takes, I don't know, it just makes the drink too milky. You know, you can't really get all the, it messes up the balance of the drink. So those are my criteria for, you know, judging a latte of a place. So this week, like I said, Bossier City, also known AKA Shreveport, they're kind of right across the Mississippi from each other. And there are about four or five places here. The best by far this week was the Moxie Java on Airport Drive. And we had, let me look here, we had Moxie Java. I'm looking in my, I have a little black book that I keep reviews on. So we got Moxie Java, the Columbia Cafe, Figlio's Coffee House, and Cajun Coffee. Those were the places checked out this week. Moxie Java was a little too sweet. It was served in an auto, served in a to-go cup. They did ask about with cream though, but the espresso being used was a little too weak, and there was a little too milky of a texture on it. So I'd say not too much above average. So I gave it a 3.3 beans. And if you want to see that my rating scale, just go over to bestmochalatte.blogspot.com, and that's my I have that link to on the pod page here too. So but yeah, I gave them 3.3 beans, so you know, it's not too bad. The Columbia Cafe, real big disappointment here. It's a real nice place, real hip, you know, very excellent food, you know, a great environment, but their mocha latte, ixnay on the okame latte lay. Yeah, it was not good. When it came, they had real loose foam, very weak espresso taste. Could hardly even taste the chocolate. The waiter did ask how it was, and so he brought me more chocolate, because I said, "You don't make very many mocha lattes, do you?" And he's like, "No, we don't." So, you know, to his credit, he gave me more chocolate, but it can only help a sorry drink so much, and yeah. So, but then I decided to try a shot of espresso just to see, you know, is it the way they made the drink or is it the espresso at the place? And so they brought me a shot of espresso, and sure enough, it came no crema, bitter as all get out, and yeah, I couldn't take more than two sips. So, Columbia Cafe this week, nice place, great place for food, music on Wednesday nights, but yeah, you don't want to get anything espresso related to that place. They got 2.1 this week, and that's out of 5, by the way, so not good. Figlio's Coffee House, right there in downtown Shreveport. Way too sweet. They were served an auto to-go cup, because I stayed there to eat lunch. They did ask about whipped cream, but they actually steamed the milk with the chocolate, which is, it's a big no-no in latte land. And it was too sweet. It could hardly even taste the espresso in there. So I gave Figlio's a 2.6. It's kind of a business lunch spot there in downtown Shreveport. Not really, I don't think they're really looking to do too much on the coffee scene. I think they're just a quick lunch spot for the business people there in downtown. Cajun Coffee over on the boardwalk, and there's real nice downtown Shreveport. There's, you know, as I said, the Mississippi runs straight through there. Great little boardwalk across the river. They have all these, it's kind of like an outdoor mall and little trolley that goes back and forth, and nice little kitchen store there, and so anyhow, Cajun Coffee is there, and you walk in, it looks like you're in the middle of the bayou swamp. They have like the shack and kind of cool paintings on the edge, but anyhow, I'm there to drink coffee, of course. Again, so their drink, it was too sweet. They did not ask about whipped cream, served in one of those auto styrofoam to-go cups, but it wasn't as sweet as Figlio's, fortunately. But the espresso was just average, and just average foam. It was just very average drink, so I probably wouldn't drink it again. And they gave them a 2.9. So that's this week. That's pretty much it. So Bossier City / Shreveport, not really too much coffee happening here. There wasn't even a CC's here. The past couple weeks I've been, we were in Baton Rouge, and we were also in, I was stopped in New Orleans and tried some coffee there, but I'm not going to go into that today. You can check that on the website. As far as my blog goes, yeah, there's a blog, as I mentioned earlier. It's a http://... bestmochalatte.blogspot.com, and I have pictures up there, and I'm hoping to get all the written reviews up there right now. That's been kind of taking second fiddle to getting the podcast here up and running. So yeah, next week, exciting things. We are going to be, actually we're doing two towns in 1 week, pretty exhausting week, so I'm going to have to drink an extra couple shots of espresso to get through next week. We're going to be doing Monroe, Louisiana, and also, oh, excuse me, I got to take a sip. Oh, this is going to be messy. I got the espresso's been finished, been sitting here, and it's actually been getting cold. You're supposed to drink it right away. And let me try this here. Yeah, I think I overpulled the shot on that one. Came out a little bit bitter and no cramming. I pulled a good one yesterday. See, folks, I'm just definitely a coffee amateur. I'm no expert in the means of coffee by any sense, but I like coffee. And you know, I always say, as Mike Overstreet said in his wine book, drink what you like and like what you drink. And I think that really applies to coffee. And that's kind of my mantra, as the guys over, my friends over at trumpettalk.com say. But yeah, it's so always experiment, try new stuff, always, you know, try. I got my espresso machine, nothing fancy, is what I could afford, a Hamilton Beach pump driven espresso machine from Wally World, I guess is where I got it online. And yeah, just get a machine and start experimenting and get different beans, go out, check your local coffee roasters, and see what they have. And in my experience is, you know, being out and about around the country, the local, you know, you go to a coffee roaster, they're more than happy to talk about, you know, what they do, because probably, you know, 90% of the reason they're in the business is because they have a passion for coffee and they love it just as much as you do. So they're always happy to talk about it, and you know, things you can do to make you know, your drinks better, or you know, pull a better shot, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So next week, let's see here. Take another sip. Good. Yeah. I had potential. There was a better one yesterday. Okay. So next week, coming attractions, Monroe, Louisiana. We're going to be there for a couple days, and then at the end of the week, we're going to be up in Jonesboro, Arkansas. So looking forward to that. Never been to Arkansas, and seeing what the coffee scene is happening in Arkansas. So Monroe, Louisiana, and Arkansas, and we got a first ever Mocha Latte, Best Mocha Latte podcast interview with Miko. He's one of our Bulgarians on the troupe here in the circus, and he is actually the head of the Teterboard troupe, and he loves coffee, which is, that's, you know, the requirement to be interviewed on this podcast. So I'm going to be asking him some questions about coffee in Bulgaria, what he personally likes in coffee. Maybe his palate's a little bit different, you know, having grown up in Bulgaria. And also, just last year, they were working in Italy. So he was raving when I asked him if he wanted to interview. He was all excited because he drank amazing espresso. They call it coffee in Italy. Amazing espresso over in Italy. So he's all excited about talking. So we're going to interview him and ask him some good questions. And as always, if you have any questions, if you have questions you want to ask the interviewer to put in there, you know, questions can be anything from, you know, what kind of motorcycle do you ride, or, you know, what kind of hair product do you use, or anything from, do elephants drink coffee, or, you know, what's the current, you know, blend that the clowns are drinking this week, you know, and coffee. So if you have any questions like that, I have a call-in line on the website here. It's the 206-202-1444. You call there and you can leave me a voicemail, go straight to my email, or you can email me at bestmochalatte@podomatic.com, and just email any questions, any concerns. If you're, you know, wondering, you know, Nathan, how do we solve this whole, you know, global warming thing, I'll do my best to help you out there. I'm no expert, you know, but you know, I've dabbled a little bit and you know, geothermal something or other. So yeah, you get the idea. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you think about the podcast and that you're checking it out. And yeah, so that concludes my first ever podcast of bestmochalatte.com. Thank you for listening, and I'm going to leave you with some music composed by my friend. His link is on my Podomatic website there, and it's a little more down tempo. But until next week, drink what you like and like what you drink. Take care.